And now, once again, here are Francis Langford and Lou Parker as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. Well, even the persistent dripping of water will eventually wear away a stone. So after 7 years of cycloid insomnia, or blaster's reaction, John Dickerson has finally yielded to Blanche's demands and consented to allow a specialist to relieve his condition. Outside his room at the Park Haven Hospital, Blanche Dickerson has a last-minute conversation with Dr. Rasper. Listen.
He's all right, Mrs. Dickerson. The nurse is giving him a sedative now.
But nothing can go wrong, can it, Dr. Rasper?
He won't be in surgery over 15 minutes, and there's absolutely no danger whatever.
What causes a man to snore like that, Doctor?
Well, he's a mouth breather, very likely suffering from Klinefelter-Stürter, a respiratory disorder resulting from a pulse pharyngeal condition. Does he drink anything?
Anything. The operation won't hurt, will it?
Not the slightest. All we have to do is take a stitch in his palate and shorten his uvula.
Well, I hate to bring this up now, Dr. Rasper, but how much will it cost?
The fee will be $50 with the anesthetic.
How much is it without the anesthetic?
I should say about $40, but I wouldn't advise the operation without it.
All right, Dr. Rasper.
I think you better run along, Mrs. Dickerson. It's past midnight. He's got to get a good night's rest, and you can come and see him in the morning.
Well, I'll just look in on him to make sure he's sleeping.
Very well. Good night, Mrs. Dickerson.
Good night, Doctor. Like he left one of his goats here. That's awful. Dear, I must see that he gets a good night's rest. Tom, wake up.
What's the matter, Blanche? What's the matter?
How can you sleep like that?
I cleaned the kitchen, I plucked the canary, I scaled the goldfish, and I milked the cat. Everything's taken care of. Let me sleep.
John, what are you talking about? We're in the hospital.
Who's sick?
Nobody's sick. You're going to have an operation. Dr. Raster's going to shorten your uvula in the morning.
Then what did you wake me up now for?
Well, you were snoring. I was afraid you'd wear it off before I got a chance to operate.
I don't know why I let you talk me into this. Who made that broken-down Dr. Rasper such an authority on... Stop cranking the bed up. What are you doing, Blanche?
You weren't sleeping properly, and I'm supposed to see that you get a good night's rest.
I was sleeping fine. Why did you tilt me like this?
I was afraid the snores would roll down your throat and poison you.
Blanche, will you please crank me down?
You keep your voice down, John Dickerson. You're disturbing the other patients. I still don't know why you have to have an operation to cure your snoring.
I didn't want it. You've been working on me for 7 years to do it.
I'm beginning to think it's a waste of money. I could have used that $50. Still walking around in a short dress.
What are you beefing about? Tomorrow I'll be walking around in a short uvula. Put out the lights.
You mustn't excite yourself, dear. Open your mouth.
What for?
Just hand me that thermometer. I want to take your temperature.
Blanche, they took my temperature 8 different ways.
Well, I'll check it again before we go to sleep.
We? Blanche, what are you doing in your nightgown? You're not going to sleep here, are you?
Yes, I am. It only costs $5 extra to have that cop moved in here, and that silly night nurse gets $10 a day.
What about it?
Well, I'm going to take her place and save the money. Now, open your mouth like a good boy. There. Keep that thermometer in there while I check her pulse. There isn't any nurse that can do anything that I can. There, your pulse is normal. It's steady as clockwork.
You've got your fingers on my wristwatch.
You shouldn't be wearing a wristwatch. Not good to have constriction when you're sleeping. Let me see that thermometer.
Yeah. What does it say?
Murphy's Bar and Grill. What was this swizzle stick doing in that glass?
I had them deliver me a highball. And if you think that hot water bottle is full of hot water, you're out of your mind.
If Dr. Rasper knew about this, he wouldn't operate on you.
Why don't you tell him? I'd love it.
Now, please don't get excited, dear. It's my job to see that you get a good night's rest, and I'm not going to let anything disturb you.
Well, put out the lights.
I want to be sure that you have the right sleeping position. Now, stretch your feet out a little more and move over in the center. Don't bury your head that way. There. Are you comfortable?
Fine.
Relax. Will you be able to sleep well?
Sleep well.
That's fine. Now get up and unpack my bag.
Unpack your bag? I thought you were putting me to sleep.
I was just testing. Unpack my bag, John.
Why don't you unpack it?
I have to refill this hot water bottle.
I don't need any hot water bottle.
Not for you, it's for me.
What?
I still have a little indigestion from those clams I ate for dinner.
Yeah.
You always take me to those cheap restaurants. Old dinner disagreed with me.
It wouldn't dare.
Now, don't start getting irritable. I've done plenty for you, so you can do something for me. Unpack my bag, John.
Where's my slipper? Did you bring my slipper?
It's under the bed in that little foot bath.
Foot bath? Big nurse. Look at the size of this suitcase. What did you bring it for? We're only staying one night.
You never can tell. Put the stuff away.
There's no closet. Where'll I put these dresses?
In the drawers.
What do you want these drawers?
In the dresser.
Okay, now I can get some. Blanche!
Crank me up, John.
What are you doing in my bed? I'm the one who's getting operated on. You have no right to be in my bed eating fruit and candy. Maybe you'd like me to send you some flowers.
No, but tell the floor nurse I can have visitors between 2 and 4 tomorrow. I'll feel better then.
Am I supposed to sleep in that old wooden cot?
Yes, it's easier to watch over you from here.
There's nothing but a spring on this cot, not even a mattress.
Well, that'll keep you off your back and you won't snore tonight. Just crawl between the blankets. I want you to be well rested for the operation.
Put out the lights.
In a minute. Was everything all right at the house when you left?
Fine.
I would have checked things myself if I didn't have to prepare you for your admission here. Maybe I should have stayed home. John, I'm worried about the house.
Don't worry.
I think I left the electric heater on in the bathroom. It might burn the place up.
Won't burn.
Did you turn it off?
No.
Well, how do you know it won't start a fire?
I left the water running in the bathtub.
Well, stop popping your topper. I checked everything.
Should have taken the animals with us. Poor little canary is locked in the cage, and cat can't get out of the house, and who's going to feed the goldfish? I'll bet they're terribly unhappy.
Oh, they're not unhappy. They're having a fine vacation.
They are not.
They are, too. When I left, the cat was fishing.
Fishing? Where?
In the goldfish bowl, and he was using the canary for bait.
What?
The canary and the goldfish are fine, and I wish the cat would drop dead.
Why are you so mean?
I'm not mean. I'm full of those sleeping pills, and I can't keep my eyes open. Now, put out the lights.
I'll be through in a minute.
Blanche, why are you plucking your eyebrows at this time of night?
I'm not plucking my eyebrows. I'm taking off my false eyelashes.
False eyelashes? I didn't know you had bald eyelids.
Are not bald. It's just that my lashes are short and they don't bring out my eyes. Lots of women use false eyelashes.
Well, throw them away. You don't need anything to bring out your eyes.
I do, too.
You do not. I'm satisfied with the way they bulge now. Are you going to let me get some sleep?
Yes, dear. Just close your eyes. I'm going to read the paper for a little while.
Read the paper?
There's certainly a lot of activity in Washington. What's all this tax reduction talk?
Talk.
Listen to what Senator...
Blanche, I read the paper, every word of it. Read it to yourself.
Don't be so disagreeable. Dr. Rasper told me to keep you occupied so you won't think about the operation.
All I'm thinking about is sleep.
That's a good boy. Mustn't get nervous. You see what's happening to the stock market?
It's going to pieces.
Well, why can't we get a piece of it?
Put away the paper, Blanche.
What's the name of that stock you bought last year?
I told you 50 times. Kentucky Saltpeter Mines. Preferred.
Can't even find it listed on the stock page.
Look in the help wanted column.
Oh, listen to this. Here's a story about a doctor who left a pair of scissors inside...
Blanche, will you stop reading to me? Nervous and jittery about the operation, and I can't stand the sound of your voice.
I can just hear you making those insulting remarks to Gloria Gooseby.
Now, don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
You wouldn't bite her head off like that without her squealing all over the place.
I always bite her, and she never squeals. One night, I don't want to hear about it.
I shouldn't go to sleep.
Go to sleep, she tells me. In the morning, they're going to cut out my uvula. Cleans me up about Gloria. What's that?
It's the telephone. Answer it.
Why don't you answer it? It's right next to your bed.
I'm not supposed to be here. Might be the hospital superintendent, and I don't want him to find out. Go on, answer it.
Can't even get any rest in a hospital.
Hello?
Mrs. Kimford?
Huh?
The maternity nurse asked me to call you. You can get ready now. They're bringing your baby in for his 1 o'clock feeding.
What?
Isn't this room 413?
I don't know what it is, but I'm not feeding any baby. What kind of a hospital is this? I'm going to get out of here.
Now, don't go getting hysterical. Just relax.
How can I relax?
Well, I'm doing my best to see that you get a good night's sleep. I'm so worried I won't be able to close my eyes tonight.
What are you worried about? I thought you said it was only a minor operation.
Well, I don't care about that. I'm worried about Nature Boy.
Who's Nature Boy?
The cat. How is he going to get out tonight?
What does he want to get out for?
John, don't you know it's impossible for certain creatures to be shut up for the night?
How well I know it. Why don't you go to sleep, Blanche?
I can't sleep. I must find out if the cat's all right. Maybe you ought to call him, John.
Okay, what'll I call him?
No, I ain't. Call him on the telephone.
Have you gone stark, staring mad, Blanche? How can I call a cat on the telephone?
You know it's us, and the ringing of the phone will comfort him. Go on, call Nature Boy. It won't cost anything.
Nobody would believe this. Calling a cat at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Operator.
Get me State 7-9970.
State 7-9970. Thank you.
How much can a man stand of this sort of stuff before he cracks up?
Oh, don't be so tragic. A lot of people call their pets up. Any sound in the house to break the monotony makes them feel better.
Sure.
There's no answer. Shall I keep ringing?
Just a minute. How many times you wanted to ring, Blanche?
You sure she has the right number?
Operator, you sure it's the right number?
I'll try it again.
Hello.
Hello, Nature Boy? Are you all right?
Fine.
Good. I left a big dish of catnip under the sink. Don't touch the canary.
Okay.
Goodbye. There, the cat's in your spot. Blanche! Who answered that phone?
I thought you were kidding. Did somebody answer?
It must have been the wrong number.
You think so, John?
Of course I think so. Don't start making you believe that a cat can talk. Blanche, I can't stand any more of this. I'm going home.
You get right back in that bed. Dr. Rasper will never forgive me if you run out on
him. I don't care. I don't trust that doctor, and I don't believe he knows what he's doing. I'm getting out of here.
You are not. Everything's been prepared. The surgery, the nurses, the anesthetic. They'll think you're crazy, John.
Blanche, it won't work, I tell you. There's no operation that can cure. Sorry, the guy's a fake. What's he charging you?
$50.
Blanche, I appeal to your sense of economy. I'm a perfectly healthy guy. Never been sick a day in my life. That snoring operation won't work, and we'll be out $50.
We won't be out a penny. I made a deal with Dr. Rasper.
What deal?
If the operation isn't a success, he's going to take out your liver and appendix for nothing.
Good night, Blanche.
Good night.